Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله رب العالمين. All praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon his noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who illuminated the candles of faith, subhanallah, who had reformed the ummah. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhim ridwan. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching the program called Treasures of Wisdom, Alhamdulillah, and I am in the company of our Honorable Mawlana Abdul Qadir Attari, Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And together, inshallah, Azzawajallah, we are going to be enlightening our viewers of Madani Channel with regards to the wise sayings of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So therefore, inshallah, Azzawajallah, we are going to illuminate our hearts with Zikri Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the niyat you could make, inshallah, Azzawajallah, from amongst all the other virtuous niyat and intention, that you will make amal and practice the wonderful and amazing teachings and sayings of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So stay locked and tuned with us, dear viewers of Madani Channel. We have a qasida composed by none other than Hazrat Allama Mawlana Sharfuddin Busiri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, and it is the very famous qasida which is recited throughout the globe. Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayri khalqi kullihim. Is kalam ko sunte hain, and the one who has recited this kalam is none other than our honorable Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. Is kalam ko sunte hain, aur jab wapas aayenge inshallah azza wa jalla, we will continue with our discussion as we are discussing the wise sayings and teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala
Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Muhammadun sayyidul kawnayni wa thaqalayni. Muhammadun sayyidul kawnayni wa thaqalayni wal fari aini min urbin wa min ajami. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من أدور به. يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به.
به سواك عند حلول الحديث العنيم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر. ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة. يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدي النعم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها. واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها. سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Subhanallah, mashallah, may Allah Kareem bless our honorable Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habib Al-Qari Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, and he had recited so beautifully. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the most beloved of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and he is the last messenger. After him, there is no other Nabi to come until the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, may Allah Kareem bless us and enable us to practice the amazing sayings and teachings of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his Mubarak and blessed prophetic sayings and teachings, subhanallah, is powerful enough to lead you into Jannah, dear viewers of Madinah channel. Subhanallah, the Quran has praised his Mubarak and blessed character. His akhlaq is wonderful, it's unparalleled, subhanallah, and his character is impeccable. There is nothing in this world which is close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In terms of his unique ways and habits, Allah Azza wa Jalla has praised even the Holy Quran and Pak. And therefore, subhanallah, dear viewers, we are yet grasping onto the Mubarak teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What are the characteristics of the wise? Allahu Akbar. We all want to go to Jannah. But what are the actions which shall lead a person into paradise? Likewise, there are many other thoughts that may come to our mind, but are we fulfilling those necessary actions which may make us fall under that particular category? So if you want to be a wise person, we should first analyze the characteristics of the wise. And here the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not at one but many other places has guided the Ummah by bringing to their notice the characteristics and the ways of the wise people. So if you think you are wise, if you think you are a person who makes wise decisions in life, then just try and understand this beautiful narration and analyze from here whether do I fall under this category. Allahu Akbar. So it has been mentioned by Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ya'la radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He stated that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said, a wise man is he who subdues his nafs and does noble deeds to benefit him after death. Allahu Akbar. He controls his nafs and does noble deeds to benefit him after death. Whereas a foolish person is the one who follows his temptations and desires of his nafs, seeking from Allah Azza wa Jalla the fulfillment of his vain desires. Allahu Akbar. So what we do learn from this beautiful narration, dear viewers, this is the characteristics of a wise man. A wise man is he who subdues his nafs and does noble deeds to benefit him after death. You will take yourself accountability. You will focus on those actions which shall lead you to Jannah. You control your carnal desires. You have your nafs in your control, and rather you do not become the slave of your desires. This is the style of the wise people. Like Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a wise man, was a wise first person, subhanallah. Why? Because as being the Khalifa and the leader of the Muslims, he would still take his own accountability, subhanallah. So he would still take his own accountability and introspection, for he is the leader of the Muslims. So when this is the state of the leaders, then what about the state of the layman, the man who has no position? Irrespective of that, dear viewers of Madinah channel, each human being shall take his own accountability. And this is the tariqah and the style of those people who are wise, subhanallah. There are so many ahadith and narrations and blessed sayings and teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if we have to just summarize and close this part, subhanallah, and move to the next, dear viewers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then spoke about the foolish person, which is the opposite of the wise. Allahu Akbar. It's like, as the pious predecessors have mentioned, Hazrat Sayyidina Ma'ruf Al-Kharqi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, Allahu Akbar, desire of paradise without action is a sin.
Allah.
Desire of Jannah without an action, without any amal, it is a sin. And seeking intercession and the shafa'at without a connection is a deceit. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So subhanallah, seeking paradise without action is a sin, whereas seeking intercession without having a former connection is nothing but deceit. To hope for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla while at the same time disobeying the commands of Allah Azza wa Jalla is utter ignorance and foolishness.
Allah.
Now this is what the great leader, Hazrat Sayyidina Ma'ruf Mutullahi Ta'ala Ali, subhanallah, who is a very great saint in Islam, was of his blessed mazar and shrine is in Baghdad, and people throughout the world go and visit him. We all, mashallah, respect him, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, and we take barakah and blessings from his Mubarak life and his teachings. So dear viewers of Madinah channel, are we wise and are we performing those actions which makes us wise in the sight of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So doesn't mean that we make some business decisions, Masab, and we take some, we make some laws and rules in our home or in our working environment, and we assume as if, you know, we are very wise people. What a decision I have taken. Allahu Akbar. I have saved myself from, you know, losing over $10,000 and £15,000. I have saved this money. So I'm a very wise man. That could be in worldly perspective, right? Can Masab further elaborate and make us understand the aspect of self-accountability, Masab? How this is taken and why is this put into place?
Subhanallah, self-accountability, it is alhamdulillah clearly evident from the hadith. And to bring another beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which motivates us to take our own accountability. Mulla Ali Qari in the sharah of the same hadith that Masab has mentioned, he says, and he mentions another beautiful hadith, subhanallah. So why have one when you can have two? Subhanallah. So he says, take account of yourself before you are taken to account. So we need to take account of ourselves before we are taken to account. Such a beautiful way of putting it in perspective. And this goes, alhamdulillah, along with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. And he says, and every soul must see what it sent forth for tomorrow. Allahu Akbar. And as regards to the wise man, there is, mashallah, another beautiful hadith, because today, alhamdulillah, as our episode is to talk about the wise sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah. So we should immerse ourselves, and I would request our viewers as well, inshallah azza wa jal, if you've got pen and paper with you, note it down, inshallah, because this will be a treasure for you, inshallah, as the silsila is aptly named Treasures of Wisdom, subhanallah. So what greater wisdom can we derive except from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Mashallah.
Another beautiful hadith, Sayyidi, he says, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, meaning one cannot become a tolerant person except that he makes a lot of mistakes. Meaning once a person is erroneous in his ways, then he becomes also tolerant. Why? Because learning from the mistakes and so on, mashallah. And then about the hikmah and the wisdom, he says, wala hakima illa zu tajruba. And a person cannot become wise except with experience. Subhanallah. As we all say, the experienced person, we tend to take the advice because we know that person is a wise person. Right. And this teaching comes from the noble court of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
A very, very beautiful way, Masab, you mentioned experience is something very important. Sometimes, you know, you may know a doctor, but if he's got no experience, you wouldn't go to him. A person may have the degree, but if he hasn't got the experience, you will rather choose to go by a person, whether he's a lawyer, whether he's a doctor, whether he's an engineer, whether whatever profession he belongs to, you will always take the advice and assistance from the person who has good experience. And this is where it starts from, dear viewers of Madani channel. Such beautiful sayings. You know, in last night's program, Masab, the beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about regards to this aspect of what belongs to you. When he asked his companions, alayhim ridwan, do you like your own wealth or do you like the wealth of the hearers? Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this question can be asked to you as well. You ask yourself this question, ki mujhe maal kiska zyada pasand hai? मुझे क्या अपना खुद का माल पसंद है कि औरों का माल जो हम इनहेरिट करने वाले हैं. फॉर एग्जाम्पल द इनहेरिटेंस दैट यू विल इनहेरिट, राइट, द वेल्थ ऑफ योर पेरेंट्स, द वेल्थ ऑफ योर फैमिली मेंबर्स दैट यू विल इनहेरिट आफ्टर देयर पासिंग अवे. डू यू लाइक दैट वेल्थ मोर और डू यू लाइक योर ओन वेल्थ? आपको कौन सा माल ज्यादा पसंद है? आप ये सवाल अपने आप से करें. तो हुजूर पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने क्या प्यारा जवाब अता फरमाया. सुभान अल्लाह. ही सेज टू हिज कंपेनियंस, when the companions then said, ya Rasulullah, hame to apna hi maal zyada pasand hai, we like our own wealth. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said to his companions, then your wealth that you like is that which you have sent forth for yourself.
Subhanallah.
Because this is the actions of the wise. Allahu Akbar. And the wealth which you don't like, which you don't desire, or which you don't like rather, as you said, is the wealth of the hearers. So the wealth of the hearers is what you have actually right now with you, because that's waiting for those people to inherit after your passing away. So once you close your eyes, others will fight for the wealth you have. And what actually belongs to you is what you have already sent forth for your akhirah. تو وہ آپ کا ہے اور جو آپ کے پاس ابھی فی الحال ہے وہ اوروں کا ہے. اللہ اکبر. And what a beautiful way the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم explained this day of the Madani channel, because 99.9% of us at this very moment looking at how times are, Mausa, we are most busy focused on what we have right now. And we are trying to increase what we have. So you're not increasing it for yourself. You're actually increasing what you have for others. You will benefit from it until you are alive. But actually in the Akhirat, whether you're going to be rich or poor, that's a different situation and story altogether, because that's when a banda will really realize, what have I sent for? The Quran speaks about this. The blessed Ahadith as well speaks about this, that on the day of Qiyamah, you will be given that which you have earned in the world. Because ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah, this world is a cultivation for the hereafter. So it is utter foolishness. It is mere foolishness that you plant the seeds of evil actions in this world and you wait to reap and harvest the mercy of Allah in Jannah or in on the day of Qiyamah. So how can you do the opposite but wait for the good reaction? So whatever you have sown here, whatever you have planted here in this dunya, in this world, which is a cultivation for every person, when it's time to harvest the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will harvest that which you have sown in the dunya. May Allah Kareem protect us. May Allah Kareem help us. Jibun Allah.
Alhamdulillah. With regards to the dunya, as Masa was mentioning, dunya, and there are many hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whatever this world contains, this world and its contents, they are mal'oon, they are cursed, except for the zikr of Allah
subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
And we should realize the worth of something for what it is. And in another beautiful hadith, he says, izhad fi dunya yuhibbuk Allah. That if you abandon the dunya, you will be beloved to Allah. Subhanallah. And then, wazhad fi ma inda nas yuhibbuk an-nas. And if we wash ourselves of what belongs to people, meaning don't go after somebody else's belongings, then people will like you. Subhanallah. Such a beautiful, now there's so much of wisdom in it, that if we want to be beloved to Allah, likened by Allah, then...
Achha, what's up? These are those traits, maaf for cutting off.
Yes.
But these are those traits that agar kisi bande ke paas ho na, to dusre bandon ko bhi maza aata.
Yes.
I mean, those are those habits, these are those habits and traits of a person that if it is explained or it is demonstrated in public, even others start to have a liking towards such a person.
Definitely, because they know if they tell you, let's say for example, somebody reveals their salary to you,
Allah,
that person knows you're not going to take it away from him, or you're not going to scam him for it. Now you know you plot and plan,
Allah,
because
Allah.
You mind your own business and you don't go after what belongs to other people. People will start to trust you, will leave their things by you, knowing Allah, that you know what,
Allah,
it is safe,
Allah,
because this person is not in the habit of eating somebody else's belongings. Subhanallah. So this is the impression that we give others. Now this is mu'amalat, our dealings with others, with people. If you wash your hands off, or if you don't concern yourself with the belonging of other people, then people will like you. But what will get us liked by Allah Azza wa Jal? You know, we all like, subhanallah. This is the social media age and we all like that, you know. Hit the like button and
Allah,
so on and
Allah,
so forth.
Allah.
One like on your picture or one like on your post, and it sends the dopamine hit, subhanallah. And this is not a sure way. We sometimes people post things just to get some likes by people, get liked by people. So the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving us the formula. Take the love of this dunya out of your heart and then you'll be loved by Allah, subhanallah. Such a beautiful formula in, mashallah, in few words, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as he is granted Jawami'ul Kalim. We all know Jawami'ul Kalim is the khasa and the peculiarity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would say few words, but the meaning can be expanded, subhanallah. And this is what we get from the quote of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regards to dunya, there are numerous other ahadith. And the Quranic verses, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the life of the world. It is temporary and it is not real. We tend to think it's real, as Mu'asaf has explained. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, do you like your own wealth or the wealth that others will inherit, in essence? You know, we like our own wealth, but our own wealth is really the wealth that we send forth, the sawab, whatever we give in the path of Allah, that we send forth in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will be our wealth. And whatever is left behind,
100%.
Others will fight for it, they will divide, and it will be distributed amongst the heirs.
Allah.
So it is not really our wealth, it is others' wealth, but our wealth, we are hardly concerned about it.
It's so true, Masab. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem shower mercies upon all the viewers of Madani channel right now, and you know, open our hearts and minds towards this da'wat, towards Amrul bil Ma'roof, towards virtuousness, towards repentance, towards submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We gotta walk this path, dear viewers of Madani channel. Look, at the end of the day, we are living in times when we know with certainty that it's hard to find people with patience. It's hard to find people who are honest. It is so difficult to find people who are ibadat guzar, who do not miss their salah. These are the difficult things to find people. It's easier to find cheaters. It's easier to find deceivers. It's easier to find things that are connected with the world. But as we talk about piety, taqwa, and we talk about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including us as well, dear viewers of Madani channel, we are living in times of difficulties, but no one looks at the rewards. And this is the beauty of Islam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the benefit along with its reward in action. You will do this, in exchange you will get that. You will do that, you will get this in exchange. So on and so forth, it goes on, subhanallah. So chale, agar hum kisi gham mein, kisi aise mauqe pe sabr kar le, hum aansu na bahaye. It's natural for a person to cry. But if a person controlled and he put himself together for a moment and thought to himself, I do not want to cry because I am happy with the decree of Allah. I am happy with the decision of Allah. I am on with, you know, with what Allah has decided for me. So why must I cry to show that I am taking so long to recover? It's a loss. But here, sabr. We know everyone cries when they lose their loved ones. But here, the motivation is patience. Islam also knows the nature of humans, as the Prophet ﷺ knew the habits and the psyches of people. Islam knows our nature as well, and Islam has given us ijazah to cry for X amount of days. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, we moan and groan, but thereafter it becomes not permissible for us to continue crying for weeks and months and other days like that. So here is, subhanAllah, the offer that if you have patience, just manage this pain that you're going through. Because why? Allah has chosen for that family member of yours to leave this world. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un is what we recite when someone passes away. This is the Quranic verse. Allah.
When someone passes away, when we some of the brothers who are unaware of the meaning of inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, when they recite, instead of adopting the real meaning of it, that this is not the meaning of expressing sorrows. It doesn't mean that. It means simply, as a summary, that we belong to Allah as well, and to Allah shall be our return, Allah, subhanAllah. Allah. Instead of saying, having that thought, they think when they read inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun, that it is something so sad, you know, you passing condolences and so on. But if they only focused on the meaning, that will, alhamdulillah, embed this beautiful teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of having patience over calamities, over the loss of someone or something.
Allah, it's so true, Masab. I completely agree with you. So we should rather be focusing our minds towards the ma'ana, towards the meaning, which will have more effect in our hearts, inshallah, when we recite this. Look at Hazrat Sayyidina Fuzail bin Ayaz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, for instance. His son passed away, Ali bin Ayaz. Allahu Akbar. When he had passed on, people came to give him condolences, but they found him smiling even at the time of his son's passing away. Allah. He had his smile on his face. Dear viewers, please listen to this. Allahu Akbar. And he was asked by the people, what is the occasion for you to smile like this? And he says, I am smiling because I find myself pleased in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the death of my son is the result of Allah azza wa jalla's divine decree.
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar. Whatever the decree of Allah azza wa jalla is, my pleasure lies in there. I'm happy what Allah has decided for me and for my son. So here, dear viewers of Madani channel, some statements can just show you openly what is actually meant by submitting wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly, like Hazrat Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, when his father had revealed the dream to him, how he submitted that you will finally patiently enduring. Oh my father, you carry out whatever hukum and orders you have been granted to carry out. But me, as far as I'm concerned, because I'm the one that's going to be going under this process and procedures, so you will find me patiently enduring. Allahu Akbar. You know, I will try to not kick my hands and legs. I will try not to make this into a complaint. I will try not moan and groan at that time. Why? Because least I want my reward to be taken away. Ye hum kab aisa sochenge? Who is a wise man? So these are the actions of wise people in the world. They are taking accountability of their stock in the business together with that of their actions as well. Because why? You don't want to hit a loss in the dunya, nor do you want to hit a loss in the akhirah as well.
So patience, subhanAllah, is such a virtue, mashallah. Patience, and we often keep saying and we keep referring to the beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, Inna Allah Ma'asra,
subhanAllah,
that Allah is with those that are patient.
SubhanAllah,
and,
SubhanAllah.
Sometimes we fail to understand the magnitude of it. Like another beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in another narration, that sabr, its reward is Jannah, subhanAllah. So there is no explanation or nothing attached to it, no pretext to it, alhamdulillah. It is straightforward.
Yep.
So indeed, alhamdulillah, this is the sawab of sabr.
Subhanallah.
And whose quality is sabr, baby? It is the quality of the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The amount of sabr they made, nobody else in the world can be able to bear that amount of oppression and everything that they had to go through. Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam, Sayyidina Yunus alayhi salam, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, who went through it more than anyone. Allahu Akbar.
No doubt.
They showed us really what is the virtue of patience. And if we undergo this amount of pain and taklif, and we still are pleased in the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is patience. Subhanallah, that is real patience. We may be sometimes something small happens to us and we start to complain. If we are going through something and we are in pain or we are in some sort of discomfort, and nowadays more than ever, people are very comfortable, cozy and lazy. So sometimes we tend to look towards those who have less of discomfort and less of taklif and pain. And we tend to think, okay, look at those people, they are so better off than I am. But we fail to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sabr and shukr, they go together. It is inseparable to separate sabr and shukr. The one who makes sabr is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who's thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely he makes sabr. Subhanallah. So instead of looking at the one who's got more than you, or who's got less problem than you have, look at those who are below you, not the one who are above you, subhanallah. If you are talking in worldly context, we should look at those who are less fortunate. And when we look at those, then we tend to, you know, in contrast, what we have, we start to appreciate it. Today, alhamdulillah, I woke up in good health. I should appreciate that, alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
There are those people who can't even wake up. When they wake up, they don't even realize where they are. There are such people in the world. Yet, alhamdulillah, I know my surroundings. When I wake up, I'm able to wake up. I got no spinal problems. I'm not bedridden, subhanallah. So the very first thing, if I don't make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then I start to complain if I got like little bit muscle pain or muscle ache, yeah, we all get that. And I start to complain, you know what? Oh, this had to happen to me. Instead of having sabr on it, subhanallah. Another beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to being content, and sabr is also one way, being content with what we have, instead of becoming impatient with what we have, and we start to go after fancy things in life. And that only backfires at us. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given someone illness was best for that person in the divine knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with the same token, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given somebody wealth was best for him. He knows in his infinite knowledge and wisdom what is good for us, because he is our creator. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made somebody poor, poverty was best for that person, subhanallah. So this is the divine wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are given a share of ours from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather make shukr for it.
Ya baad, subhanallah. May Allah Kareem bless all the viewers of Madani channel. And as Maulana Sahib has explained, may we become those people who become beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madani channel, all these are those points which makes us better humans in life. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This golden advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should serve, subhanallah, as a transport directly to paradise. Really speaking, because this is the straight path. This is guidance, what you're looking for, subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this to Hadith Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, as he himself narrates, I was behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh boy, I was a young child at that time. He says, I will instruct you in some matters. Subhanallah. Then the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, preserve the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla, He will safeguard you. Hi, hi, hi. So you want safety and security? You safeguard the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Yani preserve the commandments of Allah. Practice that. Make amal upon the orders of Allah and Allah will keep you safeguarded. Number two, the Prophet says, fulfill Allah's rights and His mercy will be in front of you. Allahu Akbar. When you ask, ask from Allah. And when you seek help, seek from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And remember that even if all the people gather to benefit you, hi, 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 they will not be able to benefit you except that which Allah has foreordained for you. Which Allah has foreordained for you. And if all of them gather, inflict harm on you, they will not be able to afflict you with anything other than which Allah Azza wa Jalla had predestined against you. Now, this is something which is so important for us to analyze. This hadith is in Tirmidhi Sharif, and the Prophet ends this narration by saying, the pens have lifted and the inks have dried up.
Subhanallah.
So, what more than this, dear viewers of Madani channel? If you want to be a good believer, just protect the commandments of Allah, preserve them. Perform the rightful actions in life. Allahu Akbar. And have this embedded in you that no one in this world can do anything for me except if Allah has willed for that to happen. This is what Allah says in the Quran, that you can desire for something to happen, but if Allah never desired for it to happen, it wouldn't happen.
Subhanallah, as a beautiful share, the Misra goes, wahi hota hai jo manzoore khuda hota
hai.
If we want something, we wish for something, nothing can move, not even a leaf can move with our wishes and desires, but what Allah will, subhanallah.
And,
subhanallah, another beautiful hadith, Mawlana Sahib, that we tend to get carried away instead of believing in what the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that if something is to happen, it will happen. And whatever is ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will happen. The pen has lifted up, subhanallah, meaning the taqdeer is already written. And we can either look at it in two ways. We can either sit and whine about it and complain about it, or take it, alhamdulillah, as faith, subhanallah.
Right.
And the other side of it is that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has predestined something, nobody can take it from us. Or nothing besides that can happen except for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed. But we get carried away and we got our own andaz and our own taqazas of saying things. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِنْ أَصَابَكَ شَيْءٌ, that if some harm approaches you, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَوْ أَنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَانَ كَذَا وَكَذَا, then don't say that if I had done like this, then it would be like this and like that. Ifs and buts, subhanallah. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further says that it is the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever He willed, He did, subhanallah. فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَهُ عَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ, because indeed saying if this happened, if that happened, it is the work of shaitan.
Allahu Akbar.
This is not the work of a believer, subhanallah. Har baat pe kehna ki yu hota to kya hota. This is not the way of a believer. This is the way of shaitan. Because by saying that, we are thinking that, you know what, if we did it any differently, we could have altered the outcome. That outcome that was already decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was already predestined. So we tend to get carried away, and instead of having a deep yaqeen in the taqdeer, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has predestined for us, we tend to think in our limited capacity, you know, and we give ourselves too much credit. That, you know, we take ourselves very seriously. Like, for example, we are sitting here, mashallah, and our life, actually, we were never there. We are from the possibilities.
Yes.
We are from the possibilities. Allah Azza wa Jalla is wajibul wujud.
Allah.
And so we are from the possibilities. Whether we are here or we're not here, it doesn't make a difference.
Allah.
Because life is just a passing phase. I mean, so many hundreds of years it has been since this planet exists, and since the human race exists. We only came here now, joined now. We'll be here a few days. Char din ki zindagi hai, baqi andheri raat. Qabr mein wahi hona. Then depends on our amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the best of ends, inshallah, azza wa jal, and make our life in the qabr comfortable, inshallah, azza wa jal. We hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, as I was saying, that this is our reality. Yet we tend to think, oh, it happened like that. What if I did it this way and the outcome would be that way? And
right.
We go on and on and on and on. And there comes a time where it is very questionable to what we start saying. One thing leads to another, and then that leads to another. And we give our own opinion so much importance. But if we only thought once that, you know what, this is the divine will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it already happened, whatever was to happen, it was destined, let it be.
Alhamdulillah.
And this removes so much of headache, you know.
Beshar.
Then you don't keep on going in an infinite loop, you know. You go on and on, and you spend like 1 hour, and this is wasted mental energy.
Allah.
And people get depressed over these matters. If something keeps playing on a loop in your head, that's one of the causes that can lead to depression, that can lead to anxiety, that can lead to having a very a finicky state of mind and a very irritable state of mind.
Very true.
Somebody says something, even if you say something sensible, you know, you just shun them away. Why? Because you're in your own zone for something that wasn't in your control.
Allahu Akbar.
So sometimes it makes sense for us to say, you know what, it is not something I can control. It happened. Alhamdulillah, it happened. Now let's see what we can do about it.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very beautiful explanation. And another way a person attains peace and contentment is through truth, Mu'azzab. Allahu Akbar. It is a truth which many people try and hide. But this is the opposite of Islam. Yani, Islam teaches us to prevail the truth. Islam teaches us to speak the truth. Islam encourages us to always be truthful. Islam has guided us to keep our tongues correct. Why do we call them kuffar or kafiris? Because the truth is being buried in their hearts. They have not revealed the truth, yet they know the truth is that Allah is their creator. Subhanallah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent prophets to this world for our guidance. So here, Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, he has said, I remember the words from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, give up what is doubtful to you for that which is not doubtful. For truth is peace of mind and falsehood is doubtful. Allahu Akbar. For the truth is peace of the mind and falsehood is doubt. Now, this is the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to having a sound heart and mind and for us to be truthful in our actions, in our words. But because we actually indulge in doubtful actions, our actions become questionable by people, by society, and by others who are watching us and following us. And when we are unable to produce an answer, then we become irritable, we become irritated, it becomes into a quarrel and argument, Mu'asab, and thereafter between spouses, there are breakups. Between fathers and children, there's a huge turmoil and there's disagreements due to which there's destruction in the family. So truth has to be 100% there. When you speak the truth, sachai bayan kare,
And when you are in a doubt, abstain from doubtful action, from doubtful places, from doubtful things to eat, drink, or go. But this is what we do in the opposite, and we still hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And Master, we are looking for clarity in life, right? But our actions are not such. With our actions, we are defying it.
Yes.
That we're not looking for it.
Yes.
But in my mind, in our hearts, we're looking for it. We are seeking clarity in life. There are many people you will meet. They'll say to you, I'm looking for clarity in life. I need clear focus in
Allah,
life.
Allah.
So people are in a state of doubt and they are looking for clarity.
Right, Master.
Shouldn't it make sense to stick to truth and move away from the lies and the deceit and everything? And say the world, the way the world works, people are given different titles. You know, somebody is a millionaire and a billionaire. These titles are very famous. These titles are more famous than all the other titles. Once the title, some people hear the title, oh, this one is a millionaire, this one is a multimillionaire, this one is a billionaire, this one is a trillionaire. Wow. But in Islam we don't have those titles.
Allah.
If you look at the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these one the titles, although he owned the entire universe of Allah.
Allah.
خالقِ کل نے آپ کو مالکِ کل بنا دیا. So the creator of everything made you the owner of everything, subhanallah. Yet he wasn't known by these titles. He was known by the title of As-Sadiq, subhanallah, the truthful one. Islam encourages this, that if you want to hold a title like this.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
Over becoming being called a millionaire or a billionaire, as a Muslim, we should be more proud of being called, hey, this person is a truthful man. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, his title is Siddiq, MashaAllah. Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa, she also inherited, subhanAllah, this noble trait from her beloved father, subhanAllah. Now, these are the things that a Muslim should look forward for, that if people want to associate something to me or put a face to me, to my personality, and this should be the trait that I must be recognized by.
MashaAllah. Very good explanation, Mu'asab. Alhamdulillah. Let's move to the next teaching, which will further elaborate, inshallah, azawajalla, and give us a better understanding, because these are those traits which Mu'asab is speaking about, dear views of Madani channel, which we may have and due to which we may be not earning as much as sawab as we think we are. However, these are those actions which could cause major destructions in our lives.
Allah.
And sometimes unknowingly. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, and the one who has narrated this beautiful saying and teaching and hadith of the Prophet is none other than Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu. He says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given this advice to me and said, do not get angry. The man repeated that several times. He replied, do not get angry, do not get angry, do not get angry. So in this narration here, Allahu Akbar, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had repeated this advice several times, that do not get angry. And to make us further understand this, not one, two, but there are several ahadith in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained, ultimately the results of controlling one's anger is Jannah. The Prophet in one hadith says, that person and I will be like this in Jannah.
Subhanallah.
There are many other ahadiths to motivate you and I that anger is something which has to be in control. Can Mu'asab shed some light on anger?
Anger, subhanallah, meaning this comes from our ardent enemy. From the enemy of mankind since the inception of mankind. So do we as human beings, this is our reality, right? What is our reality? We are human beings. You know what you are made of. So if we really want to show and prove what we are made of, we should hate that which hates our own reality.
Allah.
Which is shaitan. Anger comes from shaitan. We are provoked by shaitan. He will do something, because out of anger there's nothing virtuous that we get to do.
That's very true. Very true, Mu'asab. Alhamdulillah.
You know, it comes sometimes, like for example, you're on a video. You know, this is the age of social media. People are on video at all times, and anytime they take you live, they make you viral. And sometimes you get to see the real nature of people, or when they see themselves in those videos, that they didn't know that somebody was videoing them and doing a live stream about it.
Ji.
But when they get to see, oh, what I had become, I didn't even recognize myself.
Allah.
Was I a real human being, or I became shaitan for that time being? In my anger, I started frothing and swearing and vulgar words and so on. The whole jab comes out, and then the person, when the person looks at it, it's like showing that person a mirror. See what you have become.
Allah. And then, many a times in a state of anger, Mawasab, a person normally regrets his words and actions, right? Talaq is given in a state of anger, but after a few minutes when he controls himself, he then realizes, what have I done?
Yes.
I have broke relationship with the person who has given me 10 children. I have broke my relationship with the one who has taken care of me over these years, and my children who have gone so big. So there are many, many regrets with anger itself. And in fact, the man asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the most difficult thing?
Allah.
Somebody asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the most difficult thing? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most difficult thing is Allah's wrath, His anger. It's very difficult for one to even think about that. Because when Allah is upset, when Allah is angry, when Allah azza wa jalla is upset with the bandas, then everyone knows the ultimate results of this. But then, he then asked, what can save me from His wrath, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do you know what the Prophet said, oh my viewers of Madani channel? Subhanallah, the Prophet says, if you want to be saved from the wrath of Allah, then you do not get angry.
Subhanallah.
Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised that person, then you learn to control your anger. You show mercy, you get mercy. You learn to forgive, you will also be forgiven. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. You learn to control your own anger and you increase your tolerance, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will shower mercy upon you and not be upset and angry with you as well. So here, the most difficult thing is Allah's wrath. Subhanallah. And what can save you from that is for you not to get angry as well. That we learn as humans when to, how to calm down, how to seek forgiveness of one another. Having said these few words, dear viewers of Madani channel, we have now reached the end of the program. Alhamdulillah, we actually pass our program time, and we say shukran to all the viewers out there for watching this program. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we do at the end of every program. The one who has not thanked the people has not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. So therefore, we thank the viewers of Madani channel, firstly, as well as our honorable guest, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, who is not new on the waves of Madani channel. Mawasab presents in many other programs as well, and he has blessed us in this program called Treasures of Wisdom. We say shukran to Mawasab for joining us.
Allah, for having
and
you.
We hope, Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen.
Pleasure.
Ameen Thumma Ameen. And we hope to have Mawasab again in the upcoming programs as well. Until next time, dear viewers of Madani channel, you were listening to the wise things and teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make niyyah to practice upon all those Madani pearls. May Allah forgive us our sins. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.